more than
Love Talk Radio.
That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Oh, things are passed away. I'm born again. Born than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Oh, they stop passing away. I'm born again. Born again. Born on the conqueror. That's what I am. I am a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I am a brand new man. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I'm born again, born again. I'm a new creation. God, I'm a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. More than a conqueror, that's who we are. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Everyone is welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio. Our television based praise of the Jesus Christ Global Mission reaching you all the way from Longham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokro coming your way with the living word of God that says he is delivered from blessings. Hallelujah. Everyone is welcome from all over the world. You are all welcome from the Philippines, from India, from Asia, from Africa, from the United States of America, from Canada, from Australia, from England, from Europe. I can see every nation represented here. Y'all welcome to sharing the word of God. God is going to do you good today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we are blessed to have our mother in Christ, Honorable Our Lady Evangelist Online Kalawan. She's going to be sharing with us too what God has laid in her heart. Mama, you are welcome. God bless you, man.
Yeah, thank you, yeah, sir.
Yes, I'm going to take the first couple of minutes to put across what we have for today, and then we continue from there. We're talking about more than conquerors. And therefore, we want to define who is a conqueror before we talk about more than conqueror. A conqueror is one who goes to war, who goes for a contest, who goes for a competition, wins the victory, and then comes home with the golden cup or with the booty, with the rewards. That is a conqueror. Conqueror goes to competition or goes to war or goes to contest, wins, and then comes home with a victory. It's more than a conqueror is the one who didn't go to the war but is enjoying the victory. That is exactly what Jesus did for us on Calvary. It was Jesus who went to battle. It was Jesus who, when he was crucified on Friday, he descended into Hades. He met Satan and took the keys of the kingdom and then resurrected with power. And then he said, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. Now go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus imparted power to us, which we didn't work for it. We didn't go to contest for it, but Jesus gave us the victory. The victory we have today, the overcoming victory and success we have today in Christ Jesus, we have it because of Jesus. It is the reason the scripture says we are more than conquerors in all these things. We are more than conquerors because of Jesus. We are more than conquerors because Jesus has conquered for us. On Calvary, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus has conquered Satan. Jesus has conquered demons. Jesus has conquered the enemy. And he gave us victory. He conquered sin and sickness and disease. He conquered poverty. We conquered Satan. We conquered demons. We conquered principalities in the name of Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we conquered Satan. We conquered Yes, I'm going to read quickly from Romans chapter 8, which is our text. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read from verse 35 so that you have a clear picture of what we're talking about. Romans chapter 8 from verse 35. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. So I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor spiritual presence become nor height nor death shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In all these things we are more than conquerors. There are a lot of things in this life, you look at it, you begin to wonder. How are we going to conquer the Satan? The Satan is so powerful, he's so subtle. The Bible says he was subtle. He was able to deceive Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, overthrew them, took over power, and took over everything. The only person to conquer Satan for us was Jesus Christ, who came, lived for 3.5 years, suffered and died for our sake. And Jesus trampled Satan and his demons under our feet and gave us the victory. That is why in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Because we have a greater one that lives in us, that dwells in us, that moves in us. A greater one that we can rely on. A greater one that goes to battle for us, wins the victory, and gives it to us. So we are more than conquerors because we didn't go for the battle. Jesus went for us, conquered the enemies, and gave us victory. So we are celebrating the victory of Jesus Christ. We are celebrating what Jesus accomplished for us on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. Many times people don't look at what Jesus did. You know, they want to think about what they can do. You know, they try to walk off things. We are saved by grace, not by works. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. See, by grace are ye saved through faith. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. What work can you do now? Can you conquer Satan? Can you conquer demons? Can you conquer? You know, Jesus has conquered for us and give us the victory. He said, in my name you shall cast out devils. In my name you shall heal the sick. In my name you shall raise the dead. In my name you will pray and things will happen. You know, so Jesus imparted victory and power and grace, mercy. Jesus gave us all these things for us to exercise, you know, and, you know, use them to his own glory. If you look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, it says, Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. This verse scripture is repeated in Revelation chapter 5 verse 10. Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, this same statement was repeated again. Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. That is promotion. By his death on Calvary tree, Christ has made us kings and priests. For the women, it is queens. They are queens. But we are kings because we are men. Look at the Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 and the Revelation chapter 5 verse 10. The same statement when the Bible repeats a word, when the Bible repeats a statement, it means that statement is very important and we need to look into it more closely because that is promotion there, right there. We were supposed to be servants to sin, servants to Satan, servants to the devil, but Christ has redeemed us. He didn't just redeem us. He promoted us. He made us kings and queens and priests of the Most High God. You know, yesterday we were talking about ye are God. That was our topic yesterday. Those of you who were with us yesterday by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. section. God said we are like him. He made us in his own image and in his own likeness. And now Jesus is the King of Kings. Because he's the King of Kings, the Bible now says we are kings under Jesus. And then the scripture says, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. Who makes a decree is a king. It's a king that will make a decree, emperor. You make a decree and it is established. Jesus is our high priest. Because Jesus is our high priest, we are priests under Jesus. Jesus is our high priest. So we are priests under Jesus Christ. You see, the other day we were talking about authority. You have authority because you are under authority. You can exercise authority because you are under a superior authority. Jesus was able to, you know, exercise authority while he was on earth because God was on his side. Now we are kings under Jesus. We are priests under Jesus, so Jesus has given us authority. The all authority and all power has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel. Jesus was indirectly telling you that he has given authority and power Now, I'm imparting to you, believers today, Christians today, servants of God today, I'm imparting to you the same power and authority that the Father gave me. So we are exercising authority because Jesus gave us authority to rule and reign supreme on earth as kings and priests of the Most High God. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Oh, yeah, that's what the scripture says. We shall rule thou in the midst of our enemies. That is why I said, Christians, I say, look, we can rule the earth. Each time they think of the president, they think of, you know, somebody who does not know Jesus Christ. Each time they think of a president, they think of somebody who is a pagan, is a heathen. We can have Christian presidents. We can have born-again Christian presidents that are ruling and leading the people in the right way. Why must we have pagan, heathen president, heathen leaders, heathen, you know, unbeliever leaders, who wicked and bad leaders? Bible says, where the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked are in power, the people regret. Wicked people are wanting to rule blind people. They have no vision of what God wants to do. God wants to help the poor and the needy. But these wicked people, they take over power, and all they do is to oppress the poor. They take all the money of the country, put it in their private account, and begin to fight war. They start fighting war. Why will you, impoverish, make your country poor, make your people poor, just because you want to fight war? You are diverting the country's money to go and fight war, and then the country is suffering, and then the people are lamenting. Wicked ruler, God is sending them away. In the name of Jesus Christ, they shall not rule over us. God said in his word, we shall rule in the midst of our enemies. Christians all over the world begin to vote in fellow Christians to rule. We are tired of wicked leaders, evil leaders, satanic leaders who don't want peace to reign. We are tired of them. God, send them away in the name of Jesus Christ. And let God be Christian leaders, faithful leaders, children of God, born again Christians, who will lead the nation to the peace and joy of the Lord. When David stood before Goliath, the first thing they did was to discourage David. They said, David, you are too small for this battle. Goliath is an old man who has been fighting wars. 1 Samuel 17, verse 32 to 33. They told David that David was too small to face Goliath. They were introducing David as a young boy who is too small to come to the battle free. David said, no, you can't introduce me. Let me introduce myself. I am a child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. I've seen bears and lions before. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I'm going to pull his head and give his body to the birds of the air. David had to introduce himself. I told you yesterday, don't let somebody introduce you. The reason is this. They are going to introduce you wrongly. You said David is a small boy. Jesus, my biggie man, Jesus, my biggie man. Who don't know I'm called a small boy? Jesus, la biggie man. Jesus, la biggie man. Who don't know man call him small boy? Who don't know Jesus, we call him small boy. But Jesus, la biggie man. Huh? So, they did not introduce David correctly. David is a conqueror. He's a conqueror. He has conquered bears and lions, conquered enemies before. And now you are saying that David is too small to be in the battlefield. No, you got a wrong impression of who David is. So David got ready and conquered Goliath, took the victory more than a conqueror. And that was how David became the next king of Israel. Had they followed that introduction, David would have missed everything, because that contest with Goliath determined his kingship. If you don't allow David to go to that war and conquer the enemy, then David is not going to be a king. Don't let people introduce you. They will introduce you wrongly. They will introduce you wrongly. Most of the time, they don't have a clear picture of who you are. You see? They're going to, okay, Jesus Christ, look at Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 15, from verse 13 to 18, Jesus asked the disciples, who do you think I am? That's Matthew chapter 15, verse 13 to 18. Jesus asked the disciples, what do people say that I am? Who do you think I am? Who am I, really? He asked them. And all of them got it wrong. They said, you are like the prophet. Some said, you are a rabbi. You are a teacher of the Bible. Some of them said, you are just like any of us, the servant. Everybody was guessing wrong. You see, that's how they saw Jesus Christ. They didn't have a clear picture of who Jesus was. Because Jesus asked them, look at this, Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13 to 18, Jesus asked them, who do you think I am? What do you suppose say that I am? Who am I? Then they said, you are one of the prophets. You are a rabbi. You are a teacher. You are a servant. You are a this. You are that. All of them got it wrong. Everybody got it wrong. They don't even know who Jesus is. Then, thank God for Peter. Peter said, Master, listen, I got a clear revelation of who you are. You are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God who has come to save the world. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I know who you are, Jesus. Then Jesus said, yes, Apostle Peter, you got it right. Upon this fact, I will be my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. Only Peter had a clear revelation of whom Jesus is. And Jesus said, you know what, Peter? This is not flesh and blood. Flesh and blood didn't show you who I am. You got it by revelation knowledge. This is revelation knowledge. Why will he introduce David? David has been a conqueror. David has been going to war. David has been defeating the Philistines. David has been defeating lions and bears and all these things. David has been doing all that. Then you said that David is too small to be in the battlefield. He wants to hinder him. Now this is what they are doing. They hinder you. They put you under. But thank God, David said, hold on, hold on, hold on. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner. I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. David told him, hold on, hold on, hold on. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner. I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. It's not what you say about me that matters. What you say about me, it didn't matter. I know what God said about me. I am a winner. I'm not a loser. And so I am going to face this Goliath. I'm going to conquer him. I told you, don't let people label you. Don't let people put names on you. Don't let people give you names. Don't let people run you down. Don't let people tell you who you are. No! You are the prophet of your own life. Can I go plan? I like it. Can I go plan? We tell you this 100 times. You are the prophet of your own life. Don't let somebody blow your trumpet. You can't blow my trumpet. I will blow my trumpet. Blow your trumpet, Zion, Zion. Blowing high on the holy mountain. Blow your trumpet, Zion, Zion. Blow it right now. Blow your trumpet. You are the one to blow your trumpet. Nobody should blow your trumpet for you. Why will you tell me who I am? Why will you tell me who I am? You don't have to. You don't have a clear picture of who I am. So don't even bother about it. I am what God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. I have what God says that I have. And I am what God says I am. So, hold it. Goliath, I am going to get him. He's going to crumble. And that was what it is. If he hadn't listened to other people, you know, They look at it. First Samuel 17, verse 32 to 33. Have David listened to all those other people talking and telling him that you are a small boy, you are not supposed to come to this battlefield, you are not supposed to do this, you are not supposed to do that. Have David listened to those things, he would have become a king in Israel. They were putting him down, they were pushing him down first. You know, pushing him down. That is what human beings will do to you. They will push you down. They will brush you down. They will kick you to the corner. And they want to take your place. Hey, I found a God. I found a God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he does not push people down. He does not frustrate people. He does not disappoint people. He does not disgrace people. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. Psalm 3. King David, Psalm 3, he said, God is the glory and the lifter of my head. Psalm 75, verse 3. He said, promotion cometh neither from east nor west nor south, but from God. He is the lifter. The scripture says he lifts the poor from the dust. He lifts the poor from the dust, and he makes them to sit with the prince and the princesses. God is in the business of uplifting people, upgrading people, you know, taking you to your next level. God does not push you down. God does not castigate you. God does not run you down. That's not who God is. Human beings can do that to you, but not the Almighty God. No. Promotion cometh neither from east nor west nor south, but from God. He's the one that lifts you to your next level. So A conqueror, a more than a conqueror, has come to the front of the battle. You are still telling him to go back, to go home because he's a small boy. You see this word? That would be the heart of pain is wicked and desperately wicked. At the end of the day, it was this small boy that conquered the enemy. Because we have the God of Abraham on his side. See, God has given us a name. We are more than conquerors. Look at this, Romans chapter 8, verse 37. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. And nothing shall be able to sweep us from the kingdom of God, from the word of Christ. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. I want you to have a clear picture today that we are no mediocre. Read through the scriptures. Say, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the blind say, I can see. Let the deaf say, I can hear. That's what the word of God says. The word of God didn't say you should, you know, condemn yourself and call yourself a grasshopper. Call yourself a dead dog, like we shared yesterday. Say some people call themselves grasshopper. Numbers chapter 13, the 10 spies came back and they called themselves grasshopper. You say we are like grasshopper. When God didn't call you grasshopper, you call yourself grasshopper. And God made sure they die as grasshoppers in the wilderness. But Joshua and Caleb, who knew their God? They that know their God shall do exploits. They went into the land of promise and conquered the land and took over the land. We are no mediocres. We are no runaway soldiers. Because greater is he that is in us than the devil that is in the world. Bible calls us ambassadors of Christ, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a holy nation. That's what the word of God calls us. The word of God calls us soldiers of the cross, soldiers of Christ. The word of God calls us more than conquerors, overcomers. The word of God did not call us weaklings. The word of God did not call us sick people. The word of God describes us as an army of God's people, winners and overcomers and triumphant Christians. That's what the word. We are no mediocre. We are no cowards. We are no runaway people. If you want to know, go and read the history of the Crusaders. Double Crusaders. Go and read the history of the Crusaders. The Crusaders, you know, they are, you know how they are persecuting Christians now in different parts of the world, in Israel and so on, North Africa, and Northern Nigeria and so on. The Crusaders, they said, this cannot happen. The Crusaders, you cannot just destroy Christians like that. The Crusaders, they came against the enemies and crushed them all to pieces. Yes, those are bold Christians. Those are bold Christians. We are more than conquerors. We are not pimps. We are not mediocres. We are not runaway soldiers. We are more than conquerors. That's what the word of God calls us. I was reading the story of what happened in one of the churches in North Carolina. A church service was going on. Somebody came into the church service and carried guns and shot people to death. I don't know how many people have been shot to death. But thank God there was a brother inside the church service, His phone gun was with him. So he pulled out his gun. And these shooters, he shot those people who came to shoot people in the church, he shot them to death. I said, yes, that's how it should be. It's got to be fire for fire. How can you come into a church service and start shooting people to death inside church service? Who's going to let you go free? No one's going to let you go free. This brother took his gun and shoot the shooter. The shooter was shot there, right there. I said, yes, that's what it is. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. The word of God did not describe us as weaklings. The word of God is not. We are the crusaders of today. We are the crusaders of today. If you want to intimidate us, God will intimidate you. If you want to terrify us, God will terrify you. We are the flaming fire. The word of God says, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7, we say, he maketh his ministers flaming fire. You don't play with fire. If you play with fire, fire burns you. For Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire come from heaven and consume all the enemies. And fire came from heaven and consumed all the enemies to ashes. That is the kind of person I want to be like. Lord, I want to be another Elijah on this planet Earth. The man who said there will be no rain for 3.5 years. And yours truly, it was like that. Until everybody repented. And then he said, they let there be rain. And rain came down. You mess with God, God will smash you to pieces. So this is the time when people should repent and give their life to Jesus Christ and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit and have the fear of God. Ananias and Sapphira came into the church to come and tell lies to the Apostle Peter. Apostle Peter sitting ignorantly in the church. And then Ananias and Sapphira came. They came to tell lies. Just lies. Then the Spirit of God poured them to pieces and they died immediately. You think God is not like that? God said in the scripture, God said, I kill and I make alive. Read the scripture. This almighty God we are serving, he said in the Bible, he said, I kill and I make alive. God kills people. Venture make nothing. Touch the Lord's anointed and you will pay dearly for it. Say, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet honor. And then you violate God's word. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. He that rolleth a stone, the stone shall roll therein. He that breaketh a head, the serpent shall die. You think God play? Everybody should be very careful. He that is righteous, let him be righteous too. He that is holy, let him be holy. And if you think you can live anyhow, currently, nobody's going to beg you to repent. Nobody's going to beg anybody to repent. On the last day, if your name is not found in the book of life, you will be cast into the lake of fire. Who is begging you to repent? If you like, repent. If you like, come to Jesus. If you like, go to the Satan. Go to the devil if you want to go there. And let Satan squeeze you and carry you to hellfire where you will be burning for billions of years. Who is going to beg anybody to repent and come to Jesus Christ? Nobody is begging anybody. You want to repent and be a child of God, do that. You want to follow Satan and let Satan carry you to hellfire, go there and do that. So this is the time for you to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ and have him as your personal Lord and Savior. Repent of all your sins, confess all your sins, cleanse your heart, get right with God so that when the rapture takes place any moment from now, the trumpets are sound, the dead in Christ shall arise first, and we who are alive shall be caught up to be with the Lord. Where will you spend your eternity? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. All I've seen and I've come short of the glory of God, there's none righteous, none holy. But when you repent today, I will come to you. We have mercy upon you. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but he that confesses and forsakes shall have mercy. today you can confess and forsake so that you can have mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I'm going to pray right now. I want you to open up your heart. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you will open up, he will come in and talk with you. Let Jesus come into your life today and help you to know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth has set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. God loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for you to be saved. Shed his blood for the remission of your sins. And by his Christ you will heal. You need to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ right now, so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and somebody lose of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Bow your heads everywhere, wherever you are. There is no distance in prayer. I pray that the Holy Spirit will convince you, that you might come under repentance and confession and cleansing of your heart. Let Jesus come into your life today. Let the Holy Spirit dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory, that you might have eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone who has heard your word. Make them doers of your word and not just hearers alone. Make a way now where there's no way. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Adam, Michael, are you there?
Yes, sir.
So it's your turn now.
I'm here.
Yeah, so you can share with us now what God has made in your heart.
Okay, prayer is the key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer.
Yes.
To believer, we must start with prayer. The importance of prayer in the life of brethren. Second Corinthians 1:11. As you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf. You should help people by praying for them. For the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. When we pray, there is favor. The prayer of many brings favor. That we go to church on Sundays where there will be a lot of people gathering together. The prayer of many brings favor. 2 Corinthians 8:4. They urgently pleaded with us for privilege of sharing in this service to the lost people. Prayer is a service to the Lord God Almighty, which we must be a partaker. 2 Corinthians 9:14. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. When you pray to people, their hearts will come unto you. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Prayer is a gift from God Almighty. Those who know how to pray is a glorious gift from God Almighty. Romans 1:10. In my prayer at all times, and I pray that now at last by God's will, the way may be open for me to come to you. When we pray, whatever we want, we come to us. Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groan. The Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray. Romans 10:1. Brothers and sisters, my heart desires prayer to God for the Israelites that they may be saved. We must pray the prayer of salvation for people to be saved. Then Romans 12, verse 12, be joyful in hope, be patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. We must be faithful in prayer, we must be joyful in hope, and we must be patient in affliction. Romans 15:30, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Prayer is a struggle, and we have to struggle to pray. Romans 15:31, pray that I may be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea, and that the contribution I say to Jerusalem may be favorable, may be favorably received by the lost people there. Prayer keeps people safe. And the only that keeps people safe is prayer. Acts 1:14 prayer. They all join together constantly in prayer. We must all join together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary and mother of Jesus and with his brother. In Acts 1:24, then they prayed to the Lord, show everyone's heart, show us which of these two you have chosen. Before you choose people to do anything, you have to pray before you choose them. Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to breaking of bread and prayer. Acts 3:1, one day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock is an hour of prayer. And temple is a place of prayer. Church is a place of prayer. Acts 6:6, they presented these men to apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them. The apostles, the leaders of the church, must pray for the church of God. Acts 8:15, when they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit. We must pray that people should be saved, and we must pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit. Acts 8, verse 22 to 24. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. If we are always having a bad thought, we must pray that the bad thoughts to leave our heart. Verse 24, then Simon answered, pray to the Lord for me, so that nothing you have said may happen to me. So we must pray when anybody say any negative thing concerning our life, or when we see negative vision or negative dream, we have to pray so that it will not happen to us.
Yes.
The Lord told him, go to house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. So we must be praying in our house. It's very important. When we pray in our house, we are saved in that house. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hand on him to restore his sight. We must pray for people to be healed. Now, Acts 9:40, Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knee and prayed, turning towards the dead woman. He said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. The prayer raised the dead. Prayer is a power of resurrection and life if you pray. Acts 9:41, he took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. Cornelius, in Acts 10:12, he and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave them generously to those in need, to God regularly. You must be praying regularly to God, and you must be generous, which are given to the poor. Acts 10:4. Cornelius started as him in fear, what is the Lord? He has the angel answer, your prayer and gift to the poor have come as a memorial offering before God. All what we are doing, God sees them. When we pray, when we give gifts, it's acceptable unto God. So may God bless the reading of his word. We are all going to we are moving to the end of the year now. This is September, November, December. All these Baba months, we have to redeem them with prayer. Our prayer must be powerful from this September to the end of the year. And we have to pray to move to the new year too, so that the new year might be favorable to us. And as we pray unto God of our life, we will answer our prayer. So, Father, I thank you for this teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The message was very relevant. Prayer is the key. Jesus started with prayer and ended up with prayer. So we're going to pray right now. Thank God we have so many people that have joined us on this service. The computer shows that there are over 766 people that have joined this service online. The computer is showing here over 766 people are joining us in this service from different parts of the world and so on. We're going to pray now. Wherever you are in any part of the world, we want you to join us in this prayer. This is very serious. Jesus started with prayer and ended up with prayer. We need to pray daily, read the word of God daily, and we need to pray all the time. A lot of people are not praying at all. A prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. This is very important. You can't do without prayer. So we are all going to pray. What are we praying for? Don't tell me there's nothing to pray about. Oh, don't tell me there's nothing to pray about. There is so much to pray about. And even if you don't have anything to pray about, pray for somebody. Bible says, pray for one another that you may be healed. Pray for one another that you may be healed. There are some people who need prayer. Some people are in the hospitals. Some people are in the prison. Some people are some part of the world. They don't have food to eat. They don't have clothes to wear. They don't have anything. There's disorderliness and there's confusion. And people are in need. Not to talk about the wars that are going on. Right now, as we are talking, there is war in the China Sea. China versus Taiwan, and then the U.S. is trying to quell them and so on. Then Ukraine and Russia on the other side, and then different parts of the world. There is so many coup d'etat in Africa now. You know, every corner of Africa is always coup d'etat. All these are confusion all over the world. It shouldn't be so. We are going to pray that there should be peace and love and joy all over the world. We pray for Jesus said, peace is singing. Yeah, the confusion is too much. Let us pray, God, to normalize things in this world today, in our families, in our homes, in our children, our husbands, our wives. Let God bring solutions to every problem. Yes, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Everybody, let us pray in the name of Jesus. Yes, let's begin to pray now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let God bring solution to every problem in our homes, in our families, in our marriage, in our children, in our nations, in our businesses and jobs, in everything we do. God bring solution. Lasting solutions to all our needs. So God, interfere. God, do something new in our lives that our joys are before. God, destroy Satan and his devil. destroy the demons and the principalities and powers and spiritual wicked high places. God, transfer the devices of our enemies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ere Messiah, ye blokondo, Iblanda, Holy Ghost, we are walk now. And bring solution to all our problems. Intervene, oh God. Make a way where there is no way, oh God. There is the solution to all our problems. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Do something new in our lives. Something new in our lives. Something wonderful in our lives. Today, do something glorious in our lives. Something great in our lives, something beautiful in our lives today. Yes, Lord, do something new in our lives. Lord Jesus, do something new in our lives. Oh God, do something new in our lives. That I try with the food, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ye blondo, in blondo, in blanda. Intervene, O God. Interfere, O God. Yes, Lord. Let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, be deceived to the nations of the earth. Be deceived to China and Taiwan. Be deceived to Russia and Ukraine. Be deceived to Nigeria. Be deceived to Burkina Faso. Peace be seen to Niger Republic. Yes, Lord, peace be seen. Bring us peace. Bring us peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, I want to thank God for everyone joining this service today. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining in this service. Well, we do this every Saturday and Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And I want you to join us all the time. And let's enjoy Jesus Christ together. God bless you all. God bless Mama for sharing with us. Thank you so much. God reward you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. Please forward this message to everyone you know, email it, text it, tweet it out, share it, let it go viral, that they might know the truth, and the truth that set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We pray for them in the hospital, for admission. Jesus, go and save them, go and heal them right now. Those in the prison, we pray for them, for salvation and healing and deliverance. Those are frustrated, they're having problems and issues. God, reach out to them. Meet them at their point of need, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying.
Amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the same fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Shalom. All the days of our life, we will do the works of the Lord forever and ever.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom means peace. Peace be unto you. Peace be unto everyone. Peace be to your homes and your families and your businesses and